All right, we should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just this. Take this thing off, turn this thing on, this thing off, this thing on. But we should be good now.
Let's do it.
Just, I don't know, say a couple words. I just want to make sure everything sounds status quo.
You say a couple words.
I did.
Say a couple more.
I have.
Nice.
There you go.
We're good?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, yo.
Rusty here, but let's see if I still got it.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike.
That's why you got a co-host.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a lot of shit to say today.
We do. Well, of course, this is Hair of the Block presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast, taking you down that said rabbit hole. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. This is Kevin, at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby, at rhanson817. Those are our social media handles. It's Tuesday, March 10th. And we've been gone for a very, very long time.
We have.
But it's all good. It's...
Had to make you miss us.
You know, sometimes you don't realize, like... what you got until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a prime example of that.
Okay.
So now we're back, and you know, we gotta catch up big time.
Yes, we do.
Obviously pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest news story out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Not the Bachelor finale tonight.
No.
Okay. I've not watched one episode of it, but I follow a couple people who do, and they've given live narrations of it. It's not something I'm missing.
I was gonna say, I think the least thing that they have to worry about is the coronavirus.
Apparently, by the way, for all of you lovers out there that listen to this podcast, if you would like to prevent the spread of coronavirus while also still having coitus, do not have missionary sex. Because
really?
Because you can cough in their face. You're welcome.
That's very interesting.
I'm just a bounty of information.
You know what? With this whole coronavirus scare.
Yes.
I've been, you know, obviously work in service industry, which mm-hmm. is restaurants, bars. I work at another restaurant bar from the same umbrella
mm-hmm.
in a different town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are people that, like, you know, like, as a bartender, the one thing that they tell you is, you know, you shake hands and kiss babies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing any of those. I never really kiss babies anyway, because that's just weird.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like a, you know, it's a phrase. It's a, mm-hmm. You know, it's an expression.
Right.
But I would definitely shake hands.
Of course.
Especially people who I'm friends with, people who I know,
mm-hmm.
people who I respect. You know, maybe like bro hug and dap.
Right.
Handshake. I'm still shaking a couple hands.
Which I was
going
to say, what is your new go-to?
I'm still shaking hands.
Okay.
But for the most part, like, it's just kind of like a wave.
Okay.
Or it's usually the first time I see them, when I say hello to them, it's right when they get to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually just, if you're a regular or whatever have you, 9 times out of 10, I know what you're drinking.
Right.
So, hypothetically speaking, if I were to see you.
Correct.
And, you know, I see you coming to the bar, and you're like, oh, Bobby's here.
Right.
I pick up. I know that you are a Miller Lite drinker. You're
yes,
not a Miller Lite bottle drinker.
Yes, sir.
I pick up the Miller Lite bottle, point mm-hmm. to it, say yes,
mm-hmm.
crack it open. How you doing?
That's
good?
It.
All right.
Yep.
And then keep it moving. And
mm-hmm.
that's kind of the move that I've been doing. People who I don't know, usually just drop a menu in front of them, say hi.
Right.
No real no real hand touching. I mean, the thing is, I don't mind shaking anybody's hand. Even now, I know everybody's like, oh, you know, I'm not... The coronavirus is a flu strand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strain of the flu. I understand it's a more aggressive strain of the flu, depending mm-hmm. on whether you have respiratory problems.
Right.
You're older.
Compromised immune system.
I did hear smokers might have a potential issue with this.
I wash my hands like 99 times a day now.
Well, I mean, if anything, the only thing that this has taught us is to just like wash your hands.
It amazes me that it took this. You come from the service industry. I come from the service industry. I do sales now, so shaking hands or whatever is a typical greeting on my day to day, which is no longer the case. Don't wash your hands. Just wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, just don't be a weirdo. Like, wash your hands. I did realize this though. I touch my eyes a lot more than I thought because I wear contacts.
Oh, same.
Yeah,
no same. Problem. I do, but mm-hmm. I mean, usually if I do that, I wash my hands like right after.
Right.
And just, you know, so on and so forth. And usually mm-hmm. my hands are clean before I mm-hmm. touch my face or my you know,
right.
my eyes and your nose. Because apparently it's like your eyes and your nose. Like, you know, don't touch.
Open orifice of some sort.
No, right. I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, with this whole, like, scare and, I mean, look, it's okay to be well-informed and be educated upon what's going on right now. Because,
right.
you know, this is the big story right now. Pop mm-hmm. culture. The pop culture is the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And it's affecting every avenue of the way you live, the way you work, the way you eat, etc. And so,
oh, dude, the amount
and it's not slowing, and it's not slowing down.
It won't for a little while. I don't think
it's not slowing down.
The amount of cancellations I just read about today are insane. Sure. San Jose County. So now, like, where the San Jose Sharks play,
right?
No indoor sports. Ohio said no indoor sports. They canceled both of the Democratic rallies that they were having today.
I saw that today.
Both of those were canceled. The first leg of Pearl Jam's long-awaited concert tour postponed. BNC Paribas, I think I'm saying that right, the tennis event, canceled. Coachella.
South by Southwest?
Yeah. A couple tech events, like a Google tech event, a Facebook tech event, all canceled or postponed.
I mean, you gotta, like, take it to a certain extent. You have to take it a little serious because, I mean, you know, obviously with, like, public events like that, like, mm-hmm. obviously, you want to keep the crowds to a minimum because, you know, the more people you have, the more potential, you know, it is to spread and, mm-hmm. you know, and you want to prevent all of that. I am just...
Has it affected the bar?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And if it has, I don't notice it.
It's minimal.
It's minimal.
Okay.
I think, you know, where we live right now, it hasn't really fully sunk in yet. You know,
nothing's hit close enough to home.
I understand that, you know, like we're like, you know, we're in the metropolitan area. So like we're like a suburb of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So I know New York City is starting to.
They locked down Rockaway. Like the National Guard is in Rockaway right now. Yeah. Locking down Rockaway.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Yeah.
But from where we are compared to there, it's almost to a certain degree, it's almost night and day.
I mean, you know, I mean, like right now, people are still walking the streets. I mean, I live in a downtown area of the city that I live in, and it's just, you know, there's nobody walking around with the medical mask on.
Yeah, birds are chirping. I did see that at the supermarket this weekend. I saw the rubber gloves. I saw the I want to say surgical masks, but it looked more like painter's masks, like when you're like painting, like the cheaper ones, not the ones with like the actual detachable.
Like the ones you get filters. At Home Depot.
Exactly. Yeah. The 4M ones that are just getting paid off of this right now.
I mean,
it's 3M, 4M.
I mean, we're working in a restaurant because obviously, like the high ticket items that are just like flying off the shelves are, you know, sanitizer wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet paper, which to me doesn't make any sense to me.
They're afraid if you get quarantined and you can't come out of your house for a month, how do you wipe your ass? As long as my water still works, I'll figure it out.
I mean, you got a shirt.
Well, that's the thing. Not for nothing. You get a doo-doo rag or something like that. You wash it every day. Or, you know, you just jump straight into a shower and take a shower.
I mean,
like, not for nothing. Ketchup on a bidet. The French have been using it for how long?
It sounds a little gross, but, you know, it's just like, yeah.
There are ways to do it without having to, like...
You gotta do what you gotta do. But, I mean... Yeah, so I mean, like, wipes, like, mm-hmm. You know, like, sanitizer wipes,
Purell,
toilet paper, and hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. Those are the three, like, six a limit of 6 per customer.
Yeah.
They're starting to enforce
bottles of water now. Too. And I've seen that. Like, I work now where the majority of my customers are big chains. Supermarkets, Target, Walmart,
right.
Places like that. You'll see people walking out with pallets, like flats of water, of bottles of water.
It's crazy.
Not one Dove hand bar soap.
I think,
like, your water's still gonna run. Like, right. You realize that, right? Like, get a pure water filter. You're fine.
Yeah, actually, I had to get a new one.
Sure.
But I mean, yeah. with all of this stuff, and obviously, like, everybody, you know, everybody take care of yourself, and
of course,
you should do. But I mean, I'm living my life the exact same way I was living it before this. Maybe I'm washing my hands a little more.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm taking like, you know, when I get home from work a lot of times, sometimes I take a shower, sometimes I don't, depending on how busy or how
busy the day I have.
I kind of now just take a shower when I come home from work.
Okay.
And that's actually like a customary. I think that's especially like when you're around so many people, mm-hmm. and in that type of environment. You know, probably.
I mean, it can't hurt to feel clean getting into a nice, clean bed.
Customer service related, maybe just go home when you're done with work, take a nice hot shower, you know, and, you know, keep it moving after that.
Sure.
But I mean, it's just, it's amazing how, like, you know, and you know, some people we joke about it, it's like, oh, you know, the corona, blah, blah, blah. I'm sad that 40% of people believe you can catch the coronavirus by drinking Corona.
Those are the same people who believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
No, it's not. You fact check that right now. The people that think chocolate
comes from
brown cows.
Not for nothing. If you are absolutely dumb enough, and if you listeners are, or I just dispelled some horrible myth that you had in your head, at me. rhansen817. One of my DMs, come in my DMs. Chocolate milk does not come from brown cows. You cannot catch coronavirus from coronas. I'm sorry. Bleach and cocaine are not acceptable substitutes for personal hygiene. Have a healthy awareness of it, like you said, and I agree with you in that sense. Maybe I'm not dapping as many people up. Maybe I'm not shaking as many hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know what? Like you said, maybe I'm washing my hands a couple more times a day.
But I mean, besides that, I mean, I'm still living my life. It's business as usual.
Yeah.
And
right now, it's $300 from where we live to Hawaii on a flight. That's usually a couple thousand dollars.
What's wild is that even with that, just like travel, things mm-hmm. like that. Like, I'm concerned about traveling because, not that I wouldn't, because now I guarantee you, you know, you travel, you know, on a plane or something like that, it's got to be impeccable mm-hmm. in terms of like how clean and sanitized, you know, a plane could be, seats, everything like that. It's gotta be even going to the airport. I have to imagine that everything's like super clean, super sanitized now.
Right.
As it should have been, mm-hmm. but a little more now because of the threat of this.
It almost makes you wonder, like, what passable standards did everywhere, ourselves at times included, if you want to look introspectively.
Sure.
What kind of standards did these people have for sanitation before all this? We're like, oh shit, we probably should hit that corner. You know what I mean?
I don't want to think about that because
that's a rabbit hole not worth going
down. Yeah, it's like, because, you know, you start like, oh, yeah.
Pulling that string and you're like, ugh.
Yeah,
you're like,
right. Oh my God, that's satisfactory. And you're like, oh my God.
Right.
No, I can't see
mm-hmm.
But with this, just with this, you know, potential pandemic and just, you know, the way people are acting, reacting. I mean, like we said before, around here, things still seem pretty normal.
Yeah.
I will say this, and this is something that I heard from somebody the other day, mm-hmm. somebody that works in New York.
Mm-hmm.
This girl that I know, Joanne.
Okay.
Joanne, getting married. I don't know if you know Chuck and Joanne. They're getting married probably like another couple months.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you know them. You've met them before.
If I see him, I probably would.
But
yeah.
Joanne held the door open for a person in New York. Mm-hmm. They're Asian.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, thank you so much. It was just like, yeah, no problem. It's like, you know, people have been like acting like real funny around because of this whole thing now.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that shit in a Target every now and again just to see who looks up. And I'm like, gotcha.
I mean, have you? I mean, obviously.
Not
I mean,
really.
For those of you who, you know, who are new, welcome. And if you've never listened or seen a picture of any of us, you know, Bobby is Asian. He's Korean.
True.
Now, I'm just curious to know if if there's any potential backlash on
you. Not really. I mean, not that I really pay attention, but I'm kind of like you in that sense. I just kind of go about my business. You know what I mean? Like, I'm typically on a...
See, every once in a while for me, like, my radar goes off on certain things. And I'm just like, what? You know, so I'm just like...
Right. I don't know. Like, you'll see sometimes people move out of the way a little bit more just because, you know what I mean? Like, not for nothing, if you're in the New York, New Jersey metro area, I'm sorry if you have any type of delicate sinuses, because I don't know about you, but mine have been exploding the past month.
Well,
70 degrees, 40 degrees, 60 degrees, 20 degrees, well, like, just kind of like that.
Right. I mean, but, and you know, the funny thing, too, is that it doesn't help that all this is happening right when the seasons are changing.
Yep.
And this is right when I get my, right when my allergies come full force.
Yep.
Same for you.
Yep.
I already started taking Zyrtec.
You're just starting early.
I'm strapped up. I strapped up early.
Everyone else is getting water and toilet paper, and Kev just got pallets of Zyrtec.
Yeah, I got Zyrtec.
You had your needs. I got mine. Yeah, I got toilet paper.
And if you need Zyrtec,
I'll trade you for a roll of toilet paper.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
I don't know.
I didn't really pay attention to it.
Yeah. I'll just steal toilet paper for more.
Yeah. Well, also,
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Zyrtec. I've already been taking Zyrtec. Because I started feeling like the eye felt a little itchy today, and I'm like,
yep.
Zyrtec.
Yep.
A little sniffle, Zyrtec. Mm-hmm. No, it's not Corona. You know?
Just, right.
You know, it's just like I don't want to sneeze in front of anybody. I feel like people are going to like turn around, like, you know.
See, I kind of want to. Just to see what they say.
You can fuck with people.
You correct. Know what I mean? Like, and you're like, ha, no.
Yeah.
Well, not for nothing. So... and I'm not telling anything outside of school, but Colin just had a child. It was all over every single social media he posted.
I haven't formally congratulated him yet, and I know that he listens to the podcast.
He does.
So I congratulate Colin and Val,
mm-hmm.
DJ McRegan.
Yes.
And Mrs. DJ McRegan.
Yes.
And baby was...
Camila.
Camila, mm-hmm. Baby girl.
Yes. So I went... because they were in Livingston, and I work in Morris County. So I was nearby, so I went and saw them.
Right.
When they were in the hospital, I just brought them, like, a little stuffed animal or something like that. When I got to the entrance, that was the only questions they asked. Have you traveled out of the country to either Italy or China? No. Have you come in contact with anybody from that could be suspected to have coronavirus? That was it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, there's vigilance there, but... you know,
I mean the thing is it's like, just because, like, if you get sick doesn't mean you have the coronavirus.
No.
You just have the flu, or you could just have the common cold.
The thing is, unless you're elderly or you are a compromised immune system, the mortality rate is very, very low. Not I to mean, say that you would right. want to say, oh, well, it's only 1%, but it's still 1% of people who are losing their life.
Well, yeah,
but the likelihood of it is a lot more extreme, is a lot more yeah, I guess extreme, for lack of a better term, for older people or people with an compromised immune system.
Right, and I mean, the other thing, too, is that more people die from the flu than they have died from this.
There's also a lot more cases of the flu.
Right. But
if you look at the mortality rate is actually higher for this than it is for the flu.
The mortality rate is higher? Correct. Oh, for coronavirus?
You're looking at, like, something around 1% for the common, quote-unquote, everyday flu. And again, in theory, that should be the case. There is a vaccine for the flu.
Right.
There's no vaccine for this, which is what has people kind of a little bit more nervous, I guess you would say. But the mortality rate right now is, I think, about 3% for people who catch it. Again, you're looking at such small, finite numbers. You're not looking at it like, you know, difference between, like, 70 million people dying and 100 million people. There's something crazy along that line. Like, it could be the difference of twos or threes, but...
Right.
Just wash your hands. Don't be a creepy. Just don't be a creepo. Wash your hands.
Yeah. And I mean,
you can hold the door open for somebody. You know what I mean?
Not for nothing. Yeah. I mean,
especially the Asians. They need your love.
The thing is, if you, like, you want to talk about a rabbit hole not to go down, if you think about it, like, yeah, you wash your hands, but then what happens when you don't wash your hands?
You have to open up the damn door anyway.
You have to touch the door. And then you have to touch this, and you have to touch that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you got to draw the line somewhere and just be like, look, like, I'm going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And not for nothing. You contract the coronavirus, which would be an unfortunate thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you're going to die.
No. It means you're self-quarantined. Yeah, it means you're quarantined for 14 days. You go on a broadband antibiotic. It's a virus.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean you're going to die. Wonton soup, chicken soup, penicillin of the gods.
There you go.
That's it.
you know? And mm-hmm. obviously, with the coronavirus, like you talk about, you know, catcher Gary Sanchez,
mm-hmm.
who tested for the flu. Well, he got tested for the flu, and then now got tested for coronavirus.
And it turned out it was just the common flu.
Yeah, he just has the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, you know, he may not have the coronavirus, but, you know, he probably cop a couple coronas.
Could. You know? Could. He needs to lay off those coronas. He's got to strain back because he came into camp out of shape.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they said that he might be good to go by
He should be.
Opening day.
Unfortunately, you have a lot bigger fish to fry on that roster in terms of whether or not people are going to be ready to go.
Right.
Your entire starting outfield right now is hurt, right. Outside of Brett Gardner, who's 37.
As you segue, we're going to talk about sports. Now, the feedback that I have gotten from people is that, you know, a lot of times when me and Bobby, we start getting into the sports thing, some people get a little turned off by it. Now, with that being
said, Emery.
Now, with that being said, what I'm going to do is, if you follow us on, I'm going to say it will be on Anchor. Because Anchor, okay. You could do it by section by section.
Okay.
What I will do is, I will categorize this as sports.
Okay.
And then that way, once we're like, hey, we're getting into sports, skip over to the next chapter. Like DVD chapter.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll, you know, and then be like, all right, good. It's like, I can continue listening to everything else.
Right.
So that is what we'll do. Because mm-hmm. we're not going to not talk about sports.
Correct.
Sports is like
80% of the reason why I'm on this podcast.
You know what I mean? So like, it's just mm-hmm. we're just gonna do that.
Okay.
It's a little disclaimer.
Sure.
So yeah. The Yankees are not as beat up as they were last year,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I think we're still gonna be okay. The Yankees are gonna be okay. Aaron Judge is gonna be just fine. That rib's gonna heal up nice, and
provide his knee surgery.
They said he might not need it.
I hope not, because if he does, they're looking at possibly the same thing as thoracic outlet surgery, which is basically when you have, I believe it's either a pinched nerve or a pinched blood vessel in your arm. It's typically common with pitchers. And in order to move it properly, they have to remove your top rib. Matt Harvey had it, a pitcher for the Mets.
Okay.
And he never came back the same. Most pitchers, that's almost worse than Tommy John surgery.
Wow.
That's almost your death sentence as a pitcher.
Right.
Taking that cannon of an arm he has out of the outfield could be... It makes him a little bit more... He's still a hulking physical human being. He's still
sure.
a presence at the plate. But you're taking away half of his abilities, almost,
right.
if you will.
Right.
So, yeah, I hope not. I mean, I don't wish anything ill on the Yankees. I don't wish... Especially a guy so young. Like, he could be the face of the Yankees for the next...
They want
20
him
years.
To be. I mean, he pretty much is now.
Well, not for nothing. There's also another reason why Gleyber Torres is taking advanced English.
Well,
for skill, you could put him on par, if not better, than Judge. The problem is he doesn't speak English fluently.
Gotcha.
They're prepping him to make him your new captain.
Hmm.
And that would be accelerated if Judge had to have major surgery or something like that.
Right.
That'd be like, I think, what, the second or third season? He's missed significant time.
Yeah, I think this would be his third.
Yeah,
this would be his third.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stinks. I'm sorry about Michael Conforto.
That's a strain lat. It is what it is. Not for nothing. Here's the thing: when you read fill in the blank, New York athlete potentially has coronavirus. My first assumption was it's got to be a man.
Wow.
Oh, it's the most Metsian thing ever. It was like, oh yeah, Dylan Patensis was licking doorknobs. Oh, look what he got. Like, or some dumb shit like that. Like, that would be the Mets thing to do. I'm like, oh, you went to Cespedes, ate like a Chinese boar, and contracted coronavirus. Like, fuck me again. Like, just dumb shit. So, it's bound to happen. It is what it is. We have a lot of outfielders anyway.
So, I mean, are you excited about the upcoming Mets season?
I'm excited for baseball again in general. Yeah, I always love baseball. Yeah. You know, like, there's nothing... I'm not as old as you. At times, I feel like I'm older than you. Maybe it's just the lifestyle because of, you know, your energy and the environment that you still work in.
The service industry definitely keeps you young.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely keeps you young. I feel like that's the fountain of youth. And, you know, not for nothing. I mean, like, you still look very young.
I don't think either of us look old. I mean, obviously, we're not old to begin with, but like maybe the lifestyles have.
Well, yeah, you work a. I don't even want to say it's a 9 to 5 because I feel like you get up even earlier than that.
Yeah, it's like a 5 to 5.
So you're working like 5. You work 5 in the morning. You're working 12 hour days, and you're going to bed probably what, like 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10 o'clock at night is when my night starts.
Exactly.
You know, like that's when.
That's when it starts to happen. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to go party.
But for baseball season, to me that's perfect. I get home from work, you know, 5-ish or so or whatever, relax for a little bit. You can turn a baseball game on, and that pretty much ends right about bedtime. And again, unless
they play on the West Coast, and then maybe
then I'll read about it in the morning.
Sure.
You know what I mean. Sure. So, but yeah.
Speaking of. Baseball and, mm-hmm. and sports and all that. How do you feel about talk a little swag?
Sure.
How do you feel about the Nike swoosh on the baseball jerseys? How do you feel about it?
You see it once or twice, and then you don't see it again. You know what I mean in that sense? Like, I was always used to the New Era was it the Athletic? I don't remember
Russell Athletics. I feel like there's always like that one, you know, brand Majestic. You always have like those brands mm-hmm. that you always saw, but you never really thought anything of it.
Yeah, know? It's this the swoosh was the same thing. I remember when they debuted the Yankee one, and obviously the Yankee is the St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's the Notre Dame. It's the untouchable of jerseys. It's why you never have the name on the back and blah, 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 blah. They changed the pinstripe once where it went all the way up when it didn't used to go all the way up. And like, I don't know, like some.
I mean, you have the purists that are like,
exactly.
This is bullshit.
I didn't notice it. I saw it the first time or two, and then after that, I didn't really notice it.
I mean, honestly.
I wonder about the fit, because I know Nike likes to keep their shit narrow, and I'm not narrow, so, like, thanks, I have to go bigger.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for I want to get one.
See? That's it.
Oh, I want to get one. I'm like, okay. I was like, I saw that swoosh on there, and I was like, there's something about the Nike swoosh when you see it.
Of course.
Just on like, apparel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you just know. It's like, it's official. It's like, oh, man. That's right. Official.
Okay, I mean, got
like,
you.
You get like the Nike socks, and you just like got that swoosh on the sock. Ugh, oh, it's official. You know, the only thing I will say about Nike is, like, buy two of them, because the minute you drop some hot dog relish on that Yankee jersey, that shit ain't never coming out. It's never coming out.
No matter what.
No matter what. OxyClean, bleach, you name it, it ain't coming out. It's like it's stained forever. That's the one flaw I would say about Nike apparel. I feel like you get that one stain on there, it's I mean, it depends on how vain you are about your clothes. And I'm a person that's kind of vain about my clothes. I'm like, oh man, what is this? It's not coming out.
Right.
And then you know what? That's like what I wear, you know, mowing the lawn or something like that. You know what I mean?
I feel pretty much the same way though. Okay. Yeah. Like, if I get a stain on something and it doesn't come out, chances are I buy another one.
Well, yeah, that's
because I like it, obviously, enough to wear it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and I don't want to wear something that's got stains on it.
Like, it's like, well, I'm going to go run some chores. I'm going to go run some errands. That's the item that you're going to wear now.
Yep.
You're going to wear the...
Yeah, that's the one you clean the house with. That's the one you mow the lawn with.
Yeah. And painting fences, guess what?
Yep.
It's going to be the Yankee Nike jersey with the fucking blue cheese stain that won't come out.
Yeah, right.
You know?
You really overdressed to come paint a fence. Like, this thing is trash.
Yeah. No,
look at it.
Like, look at it.
Look at it. You so see the relish?
Like, I don't even see it. You like, see it's the right relish. There.
It's right there. There. Right?
You know? It just like points it.
Fucking hate relish now.
Yeah. I mean, just...
No, I feel you. I feel you.
But, yeah. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Today's March 10th.
Yes, it is.
Yesterday was March 9th.
Yes, it was.
Do you know the notable passing away of somebody from yesterday? We're day late. It's I think it's like the 30th anniversary of a very known person passing away.
If you're talking about the person that I think you're talking about, I think it's the 24th anniversary. Biggie Smalls?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 24th.
24th anniversary?
Or 29th. One of the two. It's right before a more significant milestone, a 25th, a 30th, a 50th, or whatever it would be. I'm pretty sure it's the 29th. I thought I heard that on Michael K Show with Peter Rosenberg.
I felt like it was in 1997.
Says the 23rd.
So 23rd anniversary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just rounded up to 30.
That's fine.
But yeah, that's I saw that and I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? Notorious B.I.G., man. That album, that Life After Death album, mm-hmm. 1997, when that came out, senior in high school, everybody had that album. Anybody listen to rap music? Because that was like back in the day, like where we went to school, it was like Catholic school. Like everybody was just trying to be like tough and like want to be like gangster. So everybody would just get the Biggie Smalls album. Even if you like rap music, people would just buy it, just to buy it. Just be like, yeah, I got it. Just to fit in and be cool. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But that album still holds up. I will say.
Oh, absolutely.
That album still
absolutely
holds up. Still gets quoted. Mm-hmm. Still gets played.
Sure.
You know?
Still gets sampled?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's still, you know, I could think of a couple of rappers out now that will sample or quote, like, you know, a Biggie lyric here and there.
Okay.
Jay-Z, obviously, one of those people.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's still... That album has so much notoriety.
Mm-hmm. It still holds up. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It still holds up. Mm-hmm. It still holds up. More Money, More Problems?
Sure.
That album right there... I mean, More Money, More Problems... Like, you could play that in 1987 and now. You probably get still the same reaction.
I could see that.
From people, like, in the club. You know? It's crazy.
Now, you think it holds up even with today's rap fan? Because remember, we're saying this from the point of view of people who've heard it then. Who have had to... And I say us... when I mean you, because I'm still trying to figure out what a little yachty is, but we'll get there.
Little boat?
Yeah, we'll get there. Well, no. A little yachty is a big boat. So
yeah,
no.
He also goes by a little boat too.
Why?
Because like yacht, boat. That's how I would, you know, categorize the two names.
Does he ever go by like a little schooner?
Little schooner.
Or like a little dinghy?
Maybe next year.
All right,
but you know,
I would like you to put him on the phone with me because I have questions.
You got little Yachty on the horn,
right?
Today's rap fan.
That's what I'm saying, because I feel like the styles are so different, and maybe that's part of what turned me off to most music in general. I'm also just getting old, but like, I don't listen to a ton of music. I really don't.
I still do, but it's also part of the industry I work in. I feel like that also plays into everything.
See, I have complete and total control over what I listen to, and it's on sports talk radio or on like NPR or on like news or something like that. Like,
I mean, I listen to those things too.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like, you know, like I do, you know, I watch like a lot of videos on TikTok, and a lot of songs, people incorporate music into TikTok.
Can we talk about that? Because I'm on TikTok and I figured it out, and it's horrible. Like, not for nothing, there's a lot of people right now who need to watch what their children are doing. Because, one, some of this stuff is just, like, you hear about the quote-unquote, and I'm using air quotes, we'll live stream this one day. The challenges, it's just different inventive ways to kill yourself. It's like, oh, how many things can I drop off my head from a 10-story building? Like, good fuck, like, you're...
Well, they got that new Drake challenge, flip challenge. We should do the flip challenge. That would be a good one.
Oh, what, the one that A-Rod and J-Lo did?
Yeah.
They did it wrong, according to people I saw online. Apparently, it was supposed to go dark, and it didn't.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, you could do variations.
I'm going to stretch the shit out of your clothes now.
But, I mean, we should... Yeah, I mean, we should...
Actually, no. We actually wear probably about the same size for the most part.
Yeah.
Depending upon the article of clothing.
Yeah.
We can do that. That's fine. I've never actually like put anything on TikTok. I just kind of watch it to see what it is, what it's about. Those little rich kids with all the like fancy cars, smack them in the face.
Sure.
The girls on there, horrible, horrible. I have no idea how old you are. You all look way overdeveloped for what age you probably are. I don't like. Am I guilty? Is this okay? Am I that guy? You know what I mean, in that sense.
Actually,
like,
you know what's funny is that they actually have videos about like TikTok. You know, people that post stuff on TikTok where they're mm-hmm. like. where it's like the like a reaction video, like the guy's like looking at a TikTok video of like some cute girl like dancing,
yeah,
and then he like goes to her profile and it says she's like 23, and the guy's like, yes, like, you know,
yeah,
all happy, you know. But they have it on the flip side too, because they have like, you know, women that are on there that are like, I'm getting hit up by 15-year-old boys.
Yeah.
You know, so it definitely.
Yeah, but there's something different. There's something different about that, though, I think.
Like, well, if you're a 15-year-old boy and you make out with, like, a 30-year-old chick, you're the man.
Right.
But if you're a 30-year-old guy,
and you're hitting out with a... Yeah, then Chris Hansen's stopping by your house soon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like...
It's like, oh, you like to watch movies?
Yeah, right? We were just gonna hang out. Well, you know, the transcript of your AOL instant messenger saying you have wine coolers says contrary.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. TikTok freaks me out a little bit for that reason.
I mean,
because I just don't know. Like, don't get me wrong. Some of them are cool. Like, some of them are definitely cool. Like, the dance moves, I guess I'm starting to understand a little bit more because you see them in more mainstream culture, and I had no freaking idea where they came from.
Right.
But for the most part, yeah, every now and again, I click, you know, you'll flip through or just scroll through one, and I'm like, I don't know if I should see you.
That's when you go to the profile page, and usually it'll say how old they are.
See, I don't think I've ever looked on a profile page. I don't follow anyone. I just kind of scroll through if I'm bored.
That's kind of the way I justify watching some of these TikTok videos. I'm like, wow, wait a minute. Before I watch it, how old are you? 22? Okay. Proceed.
Yeah, I can start doing that.
You know, just you know,
but not for nothing. No,
if you're gonna creep on TikTok, at least creep on people that are of age.
Of age. Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Just do that. You know.
And yeah, a lot of those challenges I find to be absolutely silly. I really do. It's like
some of them are really silly. Some of them.
It's like how many fires?
The ones that threaten your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones where it's just like you change, you switch clothing.
Right. Or
it's
a dance.
Or something like that.
No. Yeah. Fine. Those are innocent enough. Yeah.
Those are fine. There's people that we know that I'm like, are you guys on TikTok? Like, no. I was like, what you're doing right now could be on TikTok. You could have like a million followers right now. You don't even realize.
And you know what the crazy thing is? They make money off of it.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's son is her oldest son is 16. One of his friends is like a TikTok influencer,
right?
Makes a good amount of money doing that.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how you can like make money now. You know,
it
like the you know like
I
the 9-to-5s. I mean, now granted, it's like that's a grind in itself.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah,
you're continually having to post content, and you hope that like you post like that one piece that like just like is the thing that gets you like, you know, I guess insta famous, and then after that it's like, all right, now you gotta keep it up, you gotta keep doing it.
Okay, I can see how. Okay,
it's,
I
it's
can
a see grind. That. It's a grind if you want it to be. You want to just be casual and just throw up a you know video here and there, then fine. But that means you're not an influencer.
Do you buy followers on there too, or can you?
I'm sure you can.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I'm sure now it's been out long enough that you could probably set up and buy followers.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And they're all gonna be from like you know India or, and like third world countries.
It's like
no knock against them.
But it's
like they're you know it's fake people.
Dude,
I bought followers for a hot second because I wanted to see how this worked.
Right.
And did it, and then you know what, like. After like it's like a and I'm sure people use this as I know that people use this as a strategy.
Sure.
But I mean it's like, you know, I just bought I think I bought 1,000, right?
Okay.
And then because they had it like one of these websites, they had it broken down into groups. It's like 1,000 is $10.
Okay.
2,000 is $15.
Do they stay forever?
They don't. That's the thing.
So it's a subscription service now.
It's essentially a subscription service.
Gotcha.
So when it runs out in 30 days, guess what? You got to throw another
10
you
know, bucks in there, 20 bucks,
10 bucks, 20
is,
bucks,
right.
Whatever like that, to keep the numbers up. To like make it look like, you know, you're something when you're really not. It's a fake it till you make it.
Okay.
Now the thing is, if you're to do that, and I'm not condoning anybody by
sure.
followers.
Right.
If you're going to do that, make sure that you're also interacting with people and, you know, doing your due diligence to get legit followers.
Of course, right.
And then maybe balance it to, I don't know.
Yeah, it can't just all be like, you know.
Yeah.
I have 10,000 followers, 9,994 of them are all from Nigeria.
Yeah, no. It can't it can't be everybody. It can't be a bunch of guys that look like Joel Embiid or, you know, like Ron G from How I Met Your Mother. It's It's got to be like, you know, like legit, like
right.
real people. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, that's the person I met the other day at the gym.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's like.
That's the
like,
bar regular. That's this, yeah. that, the next thing.
Yeah. Right. It can't be just like, you know, just randoms.
Sure.
You know, but I tried it and I was like, ah, okay.
Yeah. $10 to see what it is.
Yeah.
And what's I was wrong like, with that?
Good. Okay. Good after that.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, either way.
Was it deflating to see your followers go back down?
You know, I came back down to earth, you okay. know, I was, my head got a little big and, you know,
But you know, the crazy thing though is I wonder that, is it almost like a drug? Fame, popularity, like the number of likes, the number of followers, the number of people who hang on your influence, if you will. You know what I mean in that absolutely. Sense? Like, and some of the ones that I see now, granted, I don't know much about the social media influence game. I know that for the most part, I would assume anyway, that most of them are probably very attractive women. Or, as silly as it sounds, from like my niece and nephews who are no older than 8, they're little kids. And the little kids just playing a game or opening up toys or playing with something or whatever. And that's like 10 million. That's like 10 million followers, or 10 million people that follow them, or whatever the heck it is. It's insane.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think Netflix even had like a documentary based on this, like, you know, Instagram.
I don't doubt that.
You know, like that whole grind.
It's an interesting. I was gonna say it from a social experiment. It's a very interesting world.
Yeah. You know.
It sounds exhausting.
I mean, it is exhausting.
Yeah.
And I mean, even now, like there are people, like, I'm trying to, like, just with the blog that I'm doing, I'm just trying to just create, you know, my own, like, you know, because obviously one of the things you want to do is build a community.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to, like, reach out to people, and I'm shouting some people out.
Sure.
And, you know, some people are hitting me back, and they're like, yo, nice. You know, this, that, the other. So, I mean, like,
good.
It's getting there, you know, mm-hmm. but it's a slow and steady. You know,
right.
Slow and steady mm-hmm. wins the race, you know?
I'll just say, a perfect example of that is, want to gain 1,000 followers? Give me $10.
Yeah.
Well, what happens when I stop giving you $10?
Yeah.
Right back down.
Yeah.
I got you.
So, it being March 10th,
mm-hmm.
you know what today is?
Chuck Norris's birthday.
You are correct. It mm-hmm. is Chuck Norris's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He's 80 years old.
Yes, he is.
It is also, I'm just looking at Twitter right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know. Chuck Norris fought Bruce Lee, so, you know, I'm always,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's a man. It's also Mario Day.
Like Mario from, like, Mario and Luigi?
Like the Mario Brothers.
Oh.
Super Mario Brothers.
Does Luigi have a day?
I don't think so. I mean, he might, but I mean, as far as I know, he doesn't. Because Mario, because it spells out, like, when you think of March 10th.
Oh, M-A-R-1-0.
1-0?
Yeah, Mario. Okay.
But I think also today is his actual, I think the creator, whoever created Mario, created him on, let me see.
If he did it on this day and came out with it on this day for this reason, some hell of foresight.
Yeah.
He passed away, didn't he?
It's also the creator of Mario? It's the 35th anniversary year.
Okay.
So, yeah. That, I couldn't tell yet. I'd have to look that up. But yeah, no, Super Mario. Super Mario Day.
Nice.
Or Mario Day, I should say. You know. Super Mario Bros. 3 is still the shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
That game.
Mario. Tanuki Mario is my favorite. Mario. Yep.
That game still
mm-hmm.
still holds up. I actually, you know, in this whole process of, for those of you who don't know, I'm living single, mm-hmm. like Queen Latifah style.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, I had a storage unit, and I got everything out of the storage unit, so now it's just me going through just, like, nostalgia. And
sure.
I have my old Nintendo Entertainment System
okay.
with, like, the Super Mario Bros. 3 probably still in the console.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm going to hook it up to my flat-screen TV and just, like...
And just be able to see incredibly beautifully 8 pixels.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
No. That game... That you want to talk about that? Biggest... Like, that still holds up.
Yeah.
Even to the point of that meme of, so when did you first notice, when did you first notice you might have anxiety? And it's the picture of when you're trying to line up the different symbols from Mario 3.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. With the, yeah.
The stars,
the mushroom. The little game that you have to play.
Yep.
Like, you have the one thing where at the end of each level, you hit the, you hit that one like little question block, whatever, mm-hmm. and you see what you get. And if you get all, you match all three, you get like lives.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, you get the star. It's like the world just fucking explodes when you get three stars.
Mm-hmm. And then you that or when you get that whistle, and you can warp, and you can warp. Oh, yeah. Sure.
The musical note that mm-hmm. whistle plays is from Legend of Zelda.
Is it?
I don't know if you're aware of that.
No.
Yeah, because the whistle, that is actually a Legend of Zelda item.
Oh, okay.
That they incorporated into the Mario Brother game.
Okay.
Yeah, same note and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's Mario, it's Mario's, well, it's Mario
It's Day. Mario Day.
It's Mario right. Day, mm-hmm. March 10th. Happy Mario Day. Maybe I'll play Mario Brothers later. I don't know.
We'll see. There you go.
You know. So I mean, we talked a bunch. You know, we're talking about obviously the coronavirus.
And, mm-hmm.
You know, hey, you know, if everybody's getting quarantined, maybe I will play some Nintendo.
There you go.
You know,
it's a good time to find old gaming consoles.
Dude, I got a Sega Genesis, a Sega Dreamcast, a PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know. I may have a PlayStation 2 floating around here.
Atari?
I'm locked and loaded. Atari? No. Atari, I do not have.
True.
Yeah, you can get emulators on a computer now.
True. You can get emulators for almost anything now, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can get emulators from all that stuff, and you can play the entire catalog of a video game console on your computer. It's crazy.
They had them back in the day, like when I was in college in like 99, 2000, you could get some original. Oh, speaking of which, the guy who, and this was maybe like a week or two ago, and obviously I know we haven't seen each other in a little bit. I think it was like a week or two ago. The guy who created the Konami cheat code passed away.
Yeah.
The up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, BA, yeah. And either select, start, or start, depending if you were playing one player or two player.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Konami code was,
That was the shit.
That was the shit.
Because, especially for someone like me, who was only, like, very amateurly
good. Like, right, we start the game, just die, like, ah.
Right.
Put the code in.
Yep. Know? Contra.
Yeah, Contra. Other games had that code, too.
Not just Konami codes?
That, like,
or it was up, only Konami-based codes?
I think that up, down, up, down. I know Contra was the most popular one.
That was the most popular one.
But I feel like there were other games.
It was like Streets of Rage. Was that a Konami game?
I don't think Streets of Rage. It was like, there's this game, talking about throwback, I think there's this game called Ikari Warriors that had a code like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because Konami always had the silver packaging
mm-hmm.
from that set themselves apart from other video games, Nintendo games.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, the
Contra, Gradius, Silent Hill Origins, Contra 4, Silent Hill 3, Dance Dance Revolution, Ultra Mix 2, Zone of the Enders, Death Junior, Castlevania, Rocket League, Frogger, Pop Twin B, Raging Fighter, Neo Contra, Operation C, Silent Hill, Homecoming. Those are ones that I found right away when you looked up Konami code list of Konami games.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think I played maybe three of those games.
I played one.
Okay.
Contra.
Okay, you know what I was thinking? Because I was saying Ikari Warriors. There is an Ikari Warrior code. I thought it was the Contra code.
Okay.
And this one is actually ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's up, down,
mm-hmm.
A, B,
mm-hmm.
left, right, A, mm-hmm. B, up, A, down, right, right, left, B, up, left, A, right, B, left, right, A, left, up, A, down, A, right, left, B, and finally, press start.
This is why I always had friends like you when I came to video games, because you would just do that and then press select start and I would play too. Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time, SNES.
I used to love Turtles in Time. Mm-hmm. Throw the motherfucker into the screen.
Yep.
And he would just like smear off.
That's
great. It's a great game.
So apparently there's PS3 games that still have the Konami code.
Oh, that's interesting.
Star Wars Clone Wars. What was it? That was Rocket Knight.
Okay.
Silent Hill Homecoming. Oh. Do you have a TurboGrafx-16?
No.
Ah, okay.
TurboGrafx-16, when it came out, there was one of those things where it was like, I think between that and like Neo Geo, nobody bought them unless you were really rich, because those gaming consoles were the price of gaming consoles now back in like the 90s.
When like a it game made, was like $100.
It made no fucking sense. I'm like, nobody's gonna buy this unless like unless you're a kid, unless your parents just like hate you and they just buy you like video game consoles just to kind of, you know.
Oh, that was that was your babysitter?
Yeah, it's just like
Neo Geo was your babysitter?
Well, no, it's just like, you know, parents just don't want like fake love from their kids, so they just like buy super expensive gaming consoles and just you know, please love me.
Something I did see, by the way, is you can now, they're not the authentic ones, but they're imitation ones, but they look pretty similar. Remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game that we played at Barcade like a couple years ago when we got on the kick of we need to own an arcade game, like an actual arcade game? Yeah. Come down in price, like $600 now instead of like $2,000.
Well, I mean, you know what it is too, is it's like one, like nostalgia. Yeah. But two, it's just like, you know, like the fact that, you know, like they have like these like retro places now that have like the arcade, like Yestercade and like Barcade.
Sure.
It's like, hey, you can hang out at a bar and play your favorite video games when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that that's like that kind of like on, I guess like they're on the rise, but I mean, I feel like it was like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else. There's no other like video game themed like adult place to go. It's either Barcade or Yestercade.
Yeah. The crazy thing nowadays though is like, I don't know if you're into it at all, and I'm not really. I've seen it and I know there are people who've invested in it and stuff like that, but E-Leagues.
Yeah, yeah, that's another one of those hustles where it's like, oh wow, I can make money doing this for a living.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know,
they have tournaments all over the place and stuff like that, and they all have prizes, like pretty decent sized prizes. I think Mark Cuban's an investor in one.
Okay.
So yeah, just interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean that's cool. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, just speaking of, you know, just video games and coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And music, because obviously I just want to make sure that we hit all of our bullet points,
okay,
so to speak.
Sure.
I feel like we got all of them. You know, I'm looking at everything. I was like, food. I'm like, have I had anything really good lately, like food wise? That I'm like, wow, this is like really good. I can't say that I have.
We're in that weird time though. We're in that like January, February, March's time where like things are just kind of starting to slowly build themselves towards spring.
Sure.
And then bam, grills start going. Chuck Smoker starts going. So that, you know what I mean? So I kind of feel like we're just kind of in like, I don't want to say the doldrums food wise, but just kind of passing through it almost, if you will.
Well, I'll tell you what I have been doing in terms of food. I've actually been trying to, because obviously, you know, the weather's already starting to get warm. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's like, you know, it's like, oh, it's bikini season. It's, you know, beach season.
Sure.
I've been trying to change my eating habits.
Okay.
And I'm guilty of this 1,000%. Of eating way too much in one sitting. And just being lethargic as fuck after I eat, like, a big-ass meal. Like, I won't eat, like, breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I'll have lunch and eat a big-ass lunch,
mm-hmm.
and then just, like, take a nap, and then wake up, and then maybe, like, have, like, dinner, and wake up, like, do a bunch of stuff, and then have dinner, and whatever. Like, my eating habits are, like, not that great. I don't eat a lot of food, but when I do, I eat a lot of it in one sitting.
Okay.
I'm trying to break that habit.
Here's the other thing, too, though. You also work a shit ton more now.
No.
So with that being said, like, you're almost in, like, I don't say starvation mode, but you're almost in, like, storing mode. You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, my God, I can finally sit down and eat. And, like, it's typically it's an enjoyable occasion, so you want to do it more. Like, for me, like, I know, like, I can either eat my food in about 3 seconds, or I can eat my food over 45 minutes because I just want that time to myself. You know what I mean in that sense?
Even now, like, what I would usually do is I would, typical day, wake up, go to Dunkin' Donuts, have a breakfast sandwich, maybe go to the gym for an hour or so, run an errand or two, and then I would come back, because obviously you work out, you know, you're supposed to eat right after you work out, so maybe, like, half hour, 45 minutes after I do that, I'll have lunch. But the problem with the lunch is, my lunch is like almost like the equivalent of like having dinner. And it's a very big, heavy, you know, because the food's so good and I just want more, this, that, and the other. Because I'm like, oh, I'm probably not going to be able to eat later, yada, yada, yada. So then I do that. And then I take a nap. I take a nap for like 2 hours. And then wake up and, you know, just like, well, what's going on? And then go about the rest of my night. Sometimes I have dinner. Sometimes I don't. But my whole thing is that I realize that I can't do that anymore. So what I've been doing now is I've been packing. I've been snacking. Instead of me having like one large meal or two large meals, I snack now. So wake up in the morning, have a banana with like my cup of coffee. And then if I go to the gym, come back, I'll eat, but I'll have maybe half of what I eat then, as opposed to what I was doing before. And then maybe a couple hours later, have like a, you know, the other half of whatever I had, and then continually snack throughout my day to kind of compensate for me eating these large meals. Kind bars are very good. I've had a couple Kind bars. That's actually working in the industry that I work at now. I pack like 2 Kind bars, a couple bottles of water, banana, things like that.
So you bring your own stuff now when you're going to the restaurant?
A couple snacks.
Okay.
A couple snacks.
My big thing, always been almonds.
Okay.
So like instead of like a sandwich size bag, I have like the half sandwich, like the snack size bag.
Mm-hmm.
Almonds. Also, shit ton of water.
Well, that too. Yeah, yeah. I keep like a case of water in my car.
Yeah.
You know, just like package of 40 and just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's bad for the environment, but I'm sorry.
You do realize what's going to happen if the coronavirus takes over the way people expect.
No, what's that?
They're going to ransack your car.
It's in the trunk, though. You gotta get my car first.
You're quarantined. You ain't got shit else to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, when I used to work in the restaurants, I would actually be the complete opposite. I would eat one meal a day. I would eat the family meal at, like, 3 o'clock.
I've done that, too.
You know what I mean?
I've done that, too.
Like, you wake up, you go to the gym, you have a protein bar or a protein shake or something like that. You get ready to go to work. You have the family meal. It's now midnight, 1 o'clock. You're going to go to the bar, but you don't really want to eat because, none for nothing, you feel like a fat piece of shit if you eat, not if you consume 24 beers in the next 2 hours. And then you don't eat. So, I can see it. I don't know. I associate food now with just, I guess for lack of a better term, like me time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm not stuck having to interact with customers. I'm not having to deal with anything. I just get that like 20 minutes to like put my head in my phone and, you know, look up all the different things that Chuck Norris created because it's his birthday today, or he created the giraffe. He uppercut a horse.
Oh, that's Chuck, yeah?
That is, yes.
Chuck Norris?
Yes. Chuck Norris does not do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Again, this is what I do with my 20, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I can get that. I can get that. But it also, too, it's funny because I was talking to actually one of my customers about this today. Now that the time has changed, the time has changed and it's lighter out, we'll eat later.
Right.
So, like, it's 7 o'clock 2 weeks ago, I'm starving. 7 o'clock now, I'm like, heck, winner. You know what I mean? So it's kind of interesting, and not for nothing, you being in the restaurant business forever, me working in it for a long time myself, you notice that there was always those different quote-unquote hot times.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, December, it's like 4:30 in the afternoon, like, everyone starts walking in the door, and like, we're hungry. Now it's like 7:30, 8 o'clock. I did see your patio is now open.
Yeah.
I look forward to all the fun restrictions that I'm sure that they're going to have out there because of, just, you know, my can of nice things, I guess.
Yeah, I got you. Speaking of going back to Chuck Norris' birthday,
because sure.
you had a bunch of Chuck Norris.
Yes.
I don't know when this whole Chuck Norris is like the ultimate like human being quotes and all these things came to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember Saturday Night Live
mm-hmm.
back in the day had this character. There's a fictional character. His name is Bill Brasky, and it's
okay.
It's the exact same like notion that he's just this like crazy, like super powerful human being that could just do anything. And like Chuck Norris all of a sudden kind of took that moniker and just ran with it, and people just kind of, you know, like,
no one said anything.
Yeah, I'm like Bill Brasky was like, in my mind, the original OG for, like, you know, the powerful everyman, because you have your Chuck Norris quotes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Now, in theory, is this man still alive?
Bill Brasky?
Yes. Does Chuck Norris know about this?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Bill Brasky was a fictional character on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And
I wonder if they just used all of his quotes and just changed it into Chuck Norris.
No, because I'm reading some of the Bill Brasky ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is like Bill Brasky versus Chuck Norris, because, like, I know you had your Chuck Norris quote.
Sure.
And, you know, we're gonna start like light, and then we're gonna work our way up.
Okay, I can do this for a little while.
Okay. you obviously had your Chuck Norris quote, so I'm gonna retort.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Brasky.
Okay.
He taught me how to love a woman and how to scold a child.
Oh.
Chuck Norris quote.
I'm still on that. No, I'm still on that for a second. Chuck Norris had his own toilet paper. It didn't work. Because Chuck Norris don't take shit from nobody.
Bill Brasky. He hated... All right, now, you gotta let me finish this.
Okay.
He hated Mexicans. And he was half Mexican. He hated irony.
See, these are more thinking ones. Oh, see, now I'm blanking.
I'm reading one ahead of the list. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Go.
You want me to go, Mike?
Go.
Bill Brasky. He wears a live rattlesnake as a condom.
Oh.
That's not even the one I'm laughing at. It's another one, but go ahead.
That's funny. Huh. Chuck Norris's computer has no backspace button. Chuck Norris doesn't make mistakes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how I'm going to be able to read this with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Bill Brasky. I can't read it. I once saw him scissor kick Angela Lansbury.
What is it? Murder, She Wrote?
Yes.
What is it?
Oh my god.
Is that it?
That, yeah.
He just kicked Angela.
I once saw him scissor kick Angela Lansbury.
She's a national treasure. That's horrible.
She was, what was her name in Beauty and the Beast? She was, whatchamacallit? She was a little pot in Beauty and the Beast.
Hey, she was a teapot, wasn't she?
And her son Chip.
Chuck Norris can hear sign language.
Oh, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. We're going to lose an audience if we keep doing this
back and forth.
Okay.
I know. But, you know what?
It is hilarious.
I feel like this is just, yeah. I mean,
right.
Just, you know.
Oh, by the way, this is the non-sports section of the podcast.
This will be categorized, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, you know, maybe we'll end it after this one.
That's fine.
All right. So, I mean, this one's a little long, but mm-hmm. We're going to go. Did I ever tell you about the time Brasky took me out to go get a drink with him?
I don't think so.
We go off looking for a bar and we can't find one. Finally, Brasky takes me into a vacant lot and says, "Here we are." Well, we sat there for a year and a half. Sure enough, someone constructed a bar around us. Well, the day that it opened, we ordered a shot, drank it, and then burnt the place to the ground.
Huh.
Brasky yelled over the roar of the flames, "Always leave things the way you found them."
This man is a psychopath. This man is a complete and total psychopath.
You have to, in the format of an SNL sketch,
it makes sense. No, yeah, it makes sense.
It's hysterical. But it's that same Chuck Norris, like, you know, like, punching a giraffe. Like, it's that same, like, humor that they somehow incorporated into mm-hmm. Chuck Norris now. So I hope Chuck Norris enjoys, you know, his 80th birthday.
On his total gym.
Still on that thing, on an incline, doing biceps, yeah. Or doing chest.
Christie Brinkley is just, you know.
Well, not for the thing, she's another one who's also defied the time, too.
Yeah.
She's in her 70s. Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, she sold her soul double.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 And you know who bought it? What is her name? Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
We're just trading souls. We're just like, all right, mm-hmm. I'm going to buy the soul of this person.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to keep it now.
I'm buying Salma Hayek's.
But Salma Hayek be like, here, just buy this poop. I'm like, all right.
Done. Done.
It's like, I bought two. This? It doesn't even do anything. I don't care. I'll take two. I bought two.
Yep.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care. I'll take two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, what, 59? Salma Hayek?
50, I think. I don't think she's 59.
Oh, okay.
If Salma Hayek is almost close to 60, stop. Stop.
Oh, my God.
I was going to look at...
I feel like she's like...
This is also partly an excuse to look at pictures of Salma Hayek now.
That's fair. She follow her Instagram. She just like...
I follow her IMDb and is what? 53 years old.
53. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, 53. That's pretty good.
Born in 1966. It's a hell of a year.
1966? Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Bob just showed me a picture of Salma Hayek. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Makes sense.
Apparently, I got a notification on Facebook. I just heard it. Heard it through the headphone. Nothing serious. Just
yeah.
Like, you know, it's just like such and such stuff to comment. I'm like, okay,
good.
Thanks, Facebook.
Right.
Glad to see. I mean, honestly, I think that's with this whole coronavirus thing. Like, it's gonna be a lot more people on social media. A lot more Facebooking, Instagramming, Twitter.
Someone said that. That some of the initial reactions to all this is because this is really the first health problem that we've had since the advent of social media. Okay. Swine flu was before it for the most part.
Yeah.
Again, and when I say social media, I'm thinking like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
right.
You know, stuff like that. And that's why there's just so much disinformation spread. There's so much potential panic. Things like that. As we're kind of going through these things, it's interesting to see the reaction. And it, unfortunately, at least for me, and I don't know if you feel the same way, I find it harder to kind of be able to weed through a lot of the misinformation. And, you know, like what I used to be able to do is just be able to look at Twitter as kind of looking at it like a newspaper. So I could, right. And basically the 240 characters were a headline. And did I want to click on it? And now I see something, and I'm like, oh, I want to click on that. And then it's like, wait. Now I have to source where that came from, for who sent the tweet. Then I have to see who was the one who originally, you know, was this a response to a tweet, and then who was that person? And then the information based upon those tweets, what source is it from? Is it from a reputable source? Is it from, like, you know, calvinandhobbs.com? And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
there's, like, I mean, first and foremost, obviously, if you're looking up, you know, stuff about anything,
mm-hmm.
especially if I'm going through Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That little blue check mark comes in handy.
Of course. That's absolutely.
The verified helps.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you know, but, you know, I retweet stuff from notable sources. At least I'm pretty sure that I do. But usually they're coming from a local news affiliate of an ABC, an NBC,
right.
A CBS,
right.
A Fox.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually one of those. Fox, man. Yeah. But, you know, or like it's CNN.
Depends, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Because, you know, those are credible news sources.
Sure. Oh, depends
not,
on who
not from
to.
Like, you know, your friend on Facebook who's like,
yeah, not Tom Dick, like, you know, 123 or whatever.
You know, it's just a picture of, you know, or it might not even be a picture. It'd mm-hmm. just be that like silhouette with like the flipped up hair.
Right.
And I'm like, this is the guy I'm going to take credible news from. I'm
right.
Like, no,
yeah, probably not.
You don't even have an avatar.
Right.
You know.
Oh, the egg.
Yeah. You're an egg.
You're just an egg.
You're an egg, or mm-hmm. you got a blank photo, or it's like, you know. A picture of your car, you
right?
Know, it's just like, you know, no offense, I'm not going to take you 100% serious. You
no,
can put
I
scrabble stuff on there.
I do agree with you on that, though. Once you see that blue check mark,
yeah,
it alleviates some of your initial skepticism.
Yeah,
so
with like real, you know, with like real credible information,
sure.
About like serious things.
Yeah,
and obviously you want to be funny, you want to post stuff and make jokes and things like that. Yeah, that's fine. You can do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean.
you know, moving forward with all this stuff, it's just like, all right,
sure.
This is from what news affiliate? Okay, cool. I'm going to read it. I'm going to, you know, and plus obviously they have like, you know, Apple has their like news site and things like that. So mm-hmm. I'll go to them, BuzzFeed, you know, like even like Business Insider, because a lot of that stuff is related to business and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the best trading that I think when it comes to this whole coronavirus thing that probably anybody could have is if anybody's a Walking Dead fan out there, we all know what to do.
No. Stop right now. You got me into Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Fine. Congratulations. Yeah. Good for you. You actually got me into Star Wars too. So good.
And the Mandalorian was
The Mandalorian is fantastic. And as they dropped all that merch, I'm like, yeah, I see what you did.
Yeah.
And you made them wait for it.
Yeah.
Now they want it.
Yeah.
That's what my nephew wants for his birthday. What do you want? I want a Yoda sword. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do. You don't want the blue one, you know? You don't want the Kylo Ren one? No. I want the Yoda one. Quit, you fucking asshole. Yeah. Of course you do.
Yeah.
I'm not watching Walking Dead. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I had the time of my life where I could binge watch Game of Thrones, and I would do it in small little increments, and it was fine. I could still probably binge watch Mandalorian because they're in easy, and it's also the first season. How many seasons of Walking Dead is there now? 9? 10? 8?
This is season 10.
Yeah, no. No, I don't have the time. Unless you're telling me there's a shit ton of dragon boobies, like, I'm done.
There's no.
No, boobies. It's on A&E. I know. Yeah. I know there's no boobies.
AMC.
American Movie Class, yeah, no boobies.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's like Showgirls on TBS. Yeah, like, no, thank you.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a very good show. And two, when it comes to like, you know, how do we handle the, you know, post apocalyptic world? That's pretty much just like, hey,
I need to get a barbed wire bat.
What's that?
That's about the only thing I know about that show is there's a barbed wire bat that the main character has.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just like, it almost like, how do you handle the post-apocalyptic world, and how do you handle it as it's transitioning into one? I got it all up here. You want to live? You come with me.
I think I'm good. I got a shit ton of toilet paper. I know how to clean my ass with a shower head. Like, it's not. This isn't like the end of the world. I have like a refill, 3 or 4 pure refill filters. I'll figure it out.
You know what's funny is that because working in a restaurant, they have like the automated like hand sanitizer like little stations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really tempted to just like snag one and then just like flip it on the street. Probably get like at least like a Gino for it.
As horrible as that's not a bad idea. it's really not.
These are the thoughts that cross my mind. I'm like,
I don't blame you.
A little automated, like would I ever really do it? No. But
if you can get them off of the wall easy enough,
they come in a box where it's just like you're supposed to hook it up to a device. Now, I won't have the device, but right. I mean, I'd be like, look, I still got the goods. It's like a brick of cocaine before you like,
which will not prevent the coronavirus.
it's like you know, like the drug lords, they get like the bricks of cocaine and then they have to like break it down and all the other stuff that they have to do to make it like ready for the streets.
So wait, so this is uncut sanitizer is what you're telling me?
This is uncut Purell. It's uncut Purell.
Are you gonna call this Blue Magic?
It's uncut Purell.
Oh man, Diddy Magic.
And then I could flip it on the streets.
There's certain people who listen to this podcast that I know are gonna ask you like on the low and be like, yo, get me one. I'm not gonna mention names. If you think you're that person,
you know,
listen to this podcast and let me know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, all of a sudden like people at work is like, what happened to all the Purell sanitizer? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Weird.
You ran through it, you know, Corona.
Mm-hmm. Weird how that works, huh?
That's crazy, you know. Talking Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
A couple shows that came back that I'm excited about. Better Call Saul.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
The Breaking Bad prequel.
Yes, I know of the show. I've never seen an episode. Phenomenal I've never seen show. Breaking Bad.
Phenomenal show.
Okay.
You know, you should watch Breaking Bad. It's a lot less. It's a lot less than 10 seasons. First season, for me personally, first like 3 episodes, you're like, what is this? And then after that, you're like, holy shit.
Okay.
You're like, oh my god, this is like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every episode's a car crash.
Oh.
Black Monday
is coming back. Did you ever get into Black Monday?
No. What is that on?
Black Monday is on Showtime.
Oh, okay. I have that.
Because you're a big House of Lies fan?
Yes.
Think of House of Lies with Don Cheadle in the
You told 80s. Me about... You actually told me about that show. You basically told me it was like Black Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, in the 80s. And now... And think of... I thought they were going to do it. It's loosely based off of the actual Black Monday that happened in around the world.
Stock crash, yeah.
Stock crash. But they like kind of like turned it into something else, and now it's going into season two.
Ah, okay.
So now it's a season two. I thought it was just going to be like a one season thing, and that was it. Mm-hmm. It ended in a way where I was like, it looks like they're going to do more, like the way it ended, season one. Now it's season two. It's that same style of House of Lies, that same style of humor.
Okay.
It's if you now be the time. I don't think there's that many. I think it's like 8 episodes.
Okay.
There's not that many, but you.
I think you told me about that, and there was like 3 episodes, and I was like, I'm not gonna watch 3 episodes, and then I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Now that I have a full season, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Power? Did you ever get into Power? Melissa loves that show.
An episode of Power, and it's not to say I didn't like it, but it was just kind of like, okay, like the first episode was wild because I was watching it. I was actually watching it with my ex-girlfriend, Don, and like there's like one part where the girl just starts like masturbating. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Is that why you like the show, Melissa? Is that why you like the show, you dirty birdie?
I mean, it was just like the first episode. I was like, what the hell's going on?
They just went right into it, huh?
And it was just like, okay, but the first episode was really, really good because pretty much like it's like, all right, I see how what they're gonna do with this. It's like,
right.
But one guy's like, he runs a nightclub, he's got all this money, but he's like a criminal, and he's like this like, you know, he's like this underlord, like boss.
Right.
And then like this girl who was like, he always had a crush on back in the day, she's like back in the scene, and she's a lawyer and prosecutor trying to find out what's going on with all this crime in the city, and at some point she's gonna figure out who he really is. And that's like the whole premise of, at least from what I've seen, of the first like season, and you know, however long that storyline plays out. It could still be playing out. I don't know. I don't watch Power. Sorry.
Melissa though. She said I think it was the season finale was recently.
I was gonna say I know it was ending, which may be, I mean, that's like The Wire. People say it's the best show on cable. I think I saw like half of an episode. But everybody says that The Wire is a phenomenal show on HBO. And now that I have like HBO like subscription, I should just watch these things. I should watch The Sopranos, I should watch The Wire, watch Power, but also watch all the new shows too.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, like you said, I work a lot too.
No, I know. I know. I think part of it is like I just don't. One, and you know this about me as well. I did not enjoy waiting the last Game of Thrones season. I did not enjoy that.
It's like I waited for this.
Yeah. No, I just one yes. Two, I also just, I don't like waiting. I just kind of like being able to watch it at my leisure.
Yeah, I know. You've been spoiled. You've been spoiled.
Well, because here's the
thing. You've been spoiled for Star Wars. But
we've had.
You're spoiled for, like.
We have a system. Okay?
I know.
Like Domino's under 30 minutes or less. Yeah. Like that shit works.
Yeah.
This system works.
Yeah.
You watch it. You hype it up and you tell me about it.
Yeah.
I pleasantly persist and say no. For about a decade. And then 10 years later, I'm like, yo, I'm ready now. And then it happens.
And you just throw it out quotes from like a show that came out like 3 years ago.
I think
ago.
One of the only shows I watch. No, did we binge watch Entourage too?
Entourage, I was like, yo, you gotta watch Entourage.
And so then you've like, turned, outside of like Big Bang Theory, you've and maybe How I Met Your Mother, you've turned me on to every single thing I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Sitcom wise.
Yeah. And How I Met Your Mother, I got into late. Big Bang,
I got into that one right away. I like Big Bang right away.
I like How I Met Your Mother, but I got into it late. And then Big Bang, I got into it late.
Like,
and
I haven't watched it on all the TBS episodes. Every day.
Yeah, I know, which is how I get to, you know, watch some of those shows.
You know, it's funny too because that was back in the day too. Like even back when like some of the shows you would tell me about, Entourage would binge over a weekend.
Right.
You would get a season on like a Saturday, random Saturday afternoon. You know what I mean? And now, all right.
It's
I still have about 4 more years.
Yeah.
And then we'll start doing some of these.
It's funny how, like, especially like a show like Entourage, mm-hmm. as great of a show as that is, could not
never
exist in this world.
Never. Though. It's amazing. Now, if you don't have
not. Sex in the City could probably do it, because from I mean, you know, not to go there, but it's like from like a woman's perspective. But I feel like,
well, there was a lot of misogynism in Entourage.
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean. Even like, that, even
from the characters, from the
Ari
the
Gold
scenes,
couldn't survive in this from, no, in 2020.
No, and I love Jeremy Piven.
Sure. Apparently, though, he really is that big of a dickhead in real life.
That's what I heard.
For tips, he gives like autographed copies of like.
That was circa like 2001, and he was at Nobu.
Yeah.
He was a different guy back then.
I don't think he is. I wonder if he really is. But no. I 1,000%. Even not for nothing. Even if you look at House of Lies, which was a lot more recent.
Yeah.
That show, at but points in times, if you take it from a more...
House of Lies could. Because I think House of Lies could. Entourage, I don't think so. I was like, we both agree Entourage.
No.
In today's world.
No. Well, not for nothing. Unfortunately, and I hate to say, but the first thing I think about now when I think about Entourage, beyond the Jeremy Piven character or Ari Gold character, which I loved, the whole show in general, which I love, is Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, for that reason, you just that's a real big boulder to get around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That makes it tougher to watch, and it sucks because they didn't do it for that reason,
right?
Or make the show for that reason, or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I mean, not for nothing. If you think about it, Game of Thrones only survived in this world and landscape because, one, it was based off of books, and two, it had dragons. So you could, for the most part, suspend all senses of normal reality. Because a lot of the shit that went on in that show, you're like,
besides the dragons, it was based off of, like, I want to say it was like maybe like 18th century, 17th century Europe, apparently.
Probably, yeah.
Minus the dragons.
Yeah, right.
But just the exact same ideals,
mm-hmm.
the start of democracy,
yeah.
You know, pretty much incest,
yeah.
the whole thing. Like,
right.
that was like the fucking norm.
Sure. No, you absolutely. Know, yeah.
But yeah. But like you said, you know, different times.
Mm-hmm. It's gotta be tough to make a movie nowadays. With the different things that you can kind of take from, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The ways things could be interpreted depending upon how certain people or certain things are going to feel at certain times and stuff like that. Different sensitivities. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, shows just gotta be smarter and adapt.
Of course. No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know.
There's still ways to do it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I would like to see like how somebody would do like an Entourage show in 2020.
Sure.
That thing would be like 2 minutes long.
You got
like a regular episode of Entourage and you just like it's 2 minutes long. And it's like,
yeah, right.
It's like, hey, I gotta get this movie part, and it's like, I got a part.
That's it. He runs the studio. Like, that was two episodes. It was four minutes long total.
That was like 5 seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Sure.
Big Bang Theory, Penny, Kayla Cuoco,
mm-hmm.
she does a Harley Quinn cartoon on the DC.
She's the voice
DC
of it, right?
Universe, yeah. Mm-hmm. DC Universe platform.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people like this, I was, like, reading, like, the feedback on the show. It's like, this show sucks, and this, that, and the other thing, blah, 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 blah. I watched the show. It's okay. Actually pretty good.
Okay.
It's good in the sense of...
Is it, like, a Birds of Prey style show?
No, kind of like it's comedic.
Interesting.
It's comedic in the sense that, like, when you watch it, it's a lot of... I might have to show you a clip. It's
okay.
Like slap. It's like, not slapstick. It's not like a cartoon, like, Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
They curse in it. You know, they, mm-hmm. they, it's an adult cartoon, number one.
Okay. Is it like on like an Adult Swim style?
It could be on an Adult Swim.
Okay.
It could be, but it's on DC platform.
Okay.
Unless you find ways around it and, you know, do what you gotta do.
Of course.
Just saying.
Right.
YouTube is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say. But all the voice actors in it, all the characters are voiced by like famous people, movie stars, comedians,
okay,
yada yada yada,
right,
based off of the DC storyline, DC universe. Like, a lot of this stuff happened in the DC universe, and it's like that happened in like the Justice League or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
You actually, I did the research and went back and I was like, wow, that actually did happen,
right?
And they, you know, pretty much they make jokes about it.
Mm-hmm.
but it's done from a comedic perspective. They have serious like moments in the cartoon.
Okay.
And like people get the shit beat out of them in this cartoon too. I was like, this is fucking violent. You know, but it's done in a comedic way. It's very, very, it's very, very interesting. It's definitely, you said Adult Swim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's okay. Definitely like an Adult Swim style right. show that could be on there. Curses and all.
Is it kind of like anime style?
No, more traditional, not really. Cartooning? It's more traditional cartoon. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but, the, you know, they look like, they have like realistic, they don't look like, you know, oversized. They look like how they look in a comic book.
Okay. Gotcha.
You know, like comic book art style.
Come to life, almost.
Come to life.
Okay.
In a comedic way.
Right.
It's pretty
good. With cursing and getting the shit kicked out of you.
What's
it on?
It's on Disney Universe. No, it's not Disney Universe. DC Universe. Excuse me.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, that might be a little bit for Disney.
DC Universe.
Is that like a streaming service?
Yeah, it's another one. It's like $8, but I'm not paying $8.
Yeah, I'm getting an Amazon Fire Stick. I'm getting a Fire Stick jailbroken. Like, that just solves it all.
I was going to say, you got to be careful with those, too, because apparently they send, like, fucking, like, signals.
So, like, the silver bullet?
Yeah, they send signals and, like, blow your shit up if, like...
you're trying to watch
the Joker before it comes out on,
But see, that's the thing, though. Apparently, that was the thing I heard about the Amazon Fire Stick. If you go the jailbroken route, don't get greedy. Take advantage of all the free shit that's out that you usually would have to pay for. Don't look for the new shit. You know what I mean in that sense? Sure. Like, it's like don't fly too close to the sun.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, if you want to take advantage of the 10,000 things Netflix has, get an Amazon Fire Stick. If you want to watch, I don't know, insert very new movie now, probably not.
Right.
You know what I mean? That says if you want to find...
But for a lot of people, that's the route that they go. They're like, you know what? I want to go see... Whatever, like the latest movies out right now. It's like I want to see the new James Bond movie. I don't want to pay to go to the theater.
Speaking of coronavirus, they delayed that grand. They delayed that opening.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, just talking about that, you know, that's the route that some people will choose to watch to get their entertainment.
Yeah, but here's the thing though: you're not paying $20 million. You're not paying $20 a month. Go to the fucking movies.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so instead of the subscription service you're paying
for... I'm giving you the other side of the coin.
Oh, see, that's the thing. You can't be greedy. What do we always say? What do we always say at the tables? Don't be greedy. You can never go broke if you take a profit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Amazon Fire Stick. Jailbroken. Don't get greedy.
Set it on that.
That's good. That's fine.
But what do we learn today, kids? It's just like Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah. Skip over section two.
Yeah. Amazon Fire Stick, mm-hmm. Don't be greedy. It's mm-hmm. like the more you know, little shooting star.
You got
something
it.
Like that. Yep. You know?
Just, again, 8-bit, like just 8-bit animation of just the star and the more you know.
They have that shooting star thing in the iPhone. If you go to like, you send a text message. Now, for those of you who have iPhones, I don't know if you're aware, you can do these like special effects on your text messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to hold on the blue arrow.
The blue before you send it. You have to hold the send button, and then it prompts you to this menu of all these things you could do with your text message.
It's like the secret of the Chipotle
menu.
And
it's like nobody, like, I thought I was the last to know, and I'm showing people now, they're like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know? And I was like, and then like, I started showing people.
Mm-hmm.
And it spreads like the coronavirus.
But this is a good thing.
But a good in a good way.
And it doesn't make you poop.
No. Or maybe, depending on what you said.
Or if you're just really that into it.
Yeah. Well.
It's like a side of poop. It happens.
Yeah. I looked at somebody's like, who was that? I think it was our friend Kat.
Okay.
A friend Kat, and I like looked at like the last like three messages I sent her. I was like, out of context, this is like the wildest looking fucking group message ever. This like bunch of texts I sent. It's like flying eggplants. It's like it's like flying eggplants. It's the emoji where like the person's like smiling with like the drool coming out of them. It's like it's crazy.
What you doing, buddy?
You know what? You would think, right? With something like that, it's just.
Now you sent all of them to her. It wasn't.
No. It was a back and forth. It was,
so you sent her flying eggplant. She sent you back drooling emoji.
Yes.
Huh.
It's like tennis. It's like all right, now your serve.
It's very R-rated tennis.
Oh man. Right now, I think I'm like two love? Is that a thing? Like four?
It is, yes. Yeah, you're up 30 nothing.
I'm up two love right now.
Okay.
So be careful out there. Wash your hands.
Just don't be a creep. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. Get into sports. It's fun.
Get into sports.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to find that one thing, and they'd be like, oh, and just latch on to that, and then you're good.
The weird thing to those is even if we talk about sports, we intersect, because I have ADD, we intersect into so many other things anyway.
Right. That's what this is all about.
Watch the second session. Listen to the second session. It's fun.
Sports is a part of pop culture.
It is. It's a part of entertainment.
It's a part of entertainment.
Look at what these entertainers make. Tony Romo's making $17 million a year. Just call football games. You understand that's more than what he made playing. He's making more than Dak Prescott.
Who's better than Tony Romo right now?
Fucking Tony Romo's agent. Getting his ass $17 million a year. Nah, you know what? No, not for nothing. I will say this. If I know Tony Romo's going to be on the call of a football game, I will turn it up to want to hear it. Because I do enjoy what he has to say. But I would not watch a game that sucks unless I have money on it. Specifically because Tony Romo's doing the call. $17 million a year.
That is...
I mean, hey, if you can get that money, get that money.
That's cheese and bacon on the Whopper.
Yeah, right?
You want to add cheese? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to add bacon too?
Yeah.
You got it. I make $17 million. Cheese and bacon on the Whopper.
You know what? Here's $20. Go next door and get me guac.
Yeah.
Come back, put it on my burger.
Guacamole on everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Just using a full roll of toilet paper to wipe your ass once and throw it away.
Or you just buy like a pack of white tees, you wear a different white tee every day. I think Fat Joe did that at one point. He bought a white tee every day.
Not for nothing. If you gave me a choice of A, B, or C, and one of the choices was Fat Joe, my answer would have been Fat Joe.
I mean, $17 million. That's like,
yeah.
That's guac on everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's like when you go to like. When you go to like Chili's or you go to one of these like chain restaurants, they're like, do you want to add steak or shrimp? And it's like, mm-hmm. Can I add both actually? They're like, oh, you know, like,
right.
Can I add steak and shrimp to your fajitas? I'm like, yes, I'd like to do that. Not me, because I'm allergic to shellfish, but correct. For you, you'd have a great time.
No, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
That is definitely something I would use part of my $17 million a year on.
Chili's?
Yeah, something like a sizzle plate, some level of sizzle plate somewhere. Yeah.
Well.
I may have a lot of zeros behind my name, but I still come from humble beginnings, and I still enjoy a good sizzle plate.
Yeah.
Now I want Fridays now. Now I want a sizzling chicken and shrimp, which I haven't had in forever, and I don't even know if they make anymore.
On a side note, you know, one of our old bosses actually works at a TGI Fridays that we are very familiar with. I don't know if you've checked Facebook lately.
I am, but I haven't. Well, it's not Hart.
No. Shout out to iHeart Wine.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his thing.
I was gonna say,
and he said that he had shouted us out. Well, because he was talking about like he was looking for a microphone.
Does he actually listen to the podcast?
I believe.
Good for him.
I'm not. You know, I think he has, because one day he sent me a message like he said something about you, saying something crazy. And he's like, you know, just laugh out loud.
Sure.
Like LOL.
That's awesome. Good for Hart.
Yeah. No, he's doing his thing with the wine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Was it Randy?
Nope.
I'm only friends with like two or three ex-managers from Friday.
Maybe, you know, he might not have been there when you were working there then. It might have been past, that.
All right, then I give up.
All right. It's, my old, general manager, Ralph Russo.
That was the one with the wine cup all the time, was it?
With the what?
What was the manager, the Italian manager, who used to have the wine all the time?
No, you're thinking of Al.
Okay.
Big Al.
Yeah.
Big Al's the man, but no, not him.
Oh, are you kidding me? The amount of, like, illegal shit we used to do in that place after it was closed. I didn't even work there, like, 6 years. Do I remember Ralph?
No, I don't think you do, actually. Yeah, this...
Was he pudgy, kind of look like an angry penguin?
Yeah.
Okay. I know who you're talking about there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He works at Fridays again. He got back in the game.
Yeah, how many of them are closing? It's crazy. Is how many of them are closing?
Yeah, no. It's very interesting that he went back to that one specifically. And
did he go back to the one we used to work at?
Yeah.
Apparently there's rumors that's going to be a Miller's Ale House.
No. They're putting a Miller's Ale House in another shopping complex.
On the same highway? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
I just feel like everybody's sentiment, and, you know, like, obviously I wish them the best, but everybody's kind of like, well, good luck, question mark. You know, like, no. I feel like all the read of the text and the messages I saw were all like, kind of hands up, like,
It's a shrugging shoulders emoji?
Yeah, it's like, okay, I guess.
Right.
I hope everything works out.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I hope everything works out too. I mean, if there were ever a person to turn something around, it would be him.
Good. Okay. Well, good for him. I hope that, then I hope it works out the best for him.
Maybe I'll go there and get some fajitas.
Fuck that. I will go. Hold on a second. I don't think he listens to the podcast because he's a piece of shit, but Air Joey Nix.
Hold on.
The last time we went there for the Army Navy football game.
Okay.
Me, him, and then we met Roseanne there.
Yeah.
And we found out that you could do endless appetizers for whatever you wanted. Okay. So he ate 26 pot stickers.
Oh my goodness.
I think. Yeah. And after like eating food, like we may have to bring him back there. Did he work with Ralph?
Yeah. Yeah, he worked with him.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah. Joey Nix.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Nix, you don't listen to the podcast? What the hell, man? Thought we were friends.
See?
We'll further discuss on a later date.
Yes, we will.
But anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Time to wrap things up.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can do this again. I mean, I feel like... Could Tuesday be the day now? Or is that...
It could be. It definitely could be. Okay.
But we'll figure it out. And mm-hmm. I'll post this later, and just, you know, if not today, later tonight, early tomorrow.
Okay.
So people can listen.
You got it.
Everything we talked about is still pretty relevant as of right now.
Yeah.
Especially with you know, the corona.
Not for nothing, I hate to say, but the things we talked about, I don't think are going away anytime soon, unfortunately.
No, I don't think so. I don't think
so. As horrible as that is.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at rhansen817.
And we'll see you guys later.
Peace.
Peace.